On this episode of American Chopper.
The face of OCC basically was me, Paulie, and Mikey.
With the family more divided than ever, Senior overhauls the face of OCC.
They're kind of out of the picture.
Why am I thinking Paul Jr. will like that?
The guys in the shop grapple with the challenge of building the first ever hybrid chopper for Schneider Electric.
There's estimated almost about 4 miles of wire in a bike. The hardest part with the wiring process is just, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Hey, back here.
Junior gets a surprise call from Mikey.
Have a seat.
The guy just came back from rehab, so that's an issue.
What is it? I'm having a hard time telling you.
In an effort to purge reminders of Junior, Senior unloads some unwanted baggage.
I think Paul is just an inconsiderate person.
And the family rift continues to widen.
I don't like him. I definitely don't like him. So the less I see of things that remind me of our relationship, the better off I am.
I don't know if this is an effort to open up a door for us to start communicating. Unfortunately, it's a little bit more serious than here's your bike back.
We're in St. Louis at Schneider Electric. We're here to do an R&D on a bike that we're building, which is a hybrid bike, which we've never done before.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi, good. Jovial, Maine.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Amy Huntington.
How are you, Amy?
We've invited Paul here today to explain more about our company and the challenge we've given him to build a hybrid bike. High performance using less energy and less fuel.
What we have is our air handler, something similar to what you have in your building, I'm sure. Helps keep your building cool in the summer, warm in the wintertime. And inside of there, there's fans that are running. Well, being a business owner, I'm sure you don't want those fans running 100% fan speed if they don't have to be, right? You like to save some money, right? So this will move up and down and only work and help move those fans as hard as they need to work. So when you need more cool air, then it's gonna ramp up those fans and make them work harder.
Will it do it automatically?
It'll do it automatically, or you can do it manually.
Because even though there are a lot of exciting solutions for tomorrow, like renewables and solar and those sorts of things, we think there's a 30% opportunity today just to be more
efficient.
That's a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot of money, Paul.
I think we have somewhat of this system, but not the way that these guys have it down.
This is our network operations center for our data center inside the building. This is kind of like the dashboard on your car, right? So now this is letting us know what's happening inside of our facility. So one more part to this is the security side, right? And you've got Pelco cameras at your house, so these guys can see when you're leaving home to come to the office.
Well, that's all they can see.
We've got a shot in your shop there. Looks like the guys are working hard.
Who is in that?
Maserati, Tommy.
Hang on a second.
Since when are they playing cards? They actually were able to take a camera, and my guys were playing cards on my time. I thought it was something that was pre-recorded. I didn't really know that it was live, so it was looking like, oh, that's Jim Quinn. Oh.
Is that pool? Hey, what's going on at the shop? Anything good?
We're hard at work, man.
Yeah, that's funny, because I can see Nick's hand, and I think he should probably fold. Hey, wave to the camera, guys.
Wave to the camera.
They set up a camera in our shop, and we were able to actually dial in through a website address to see what was going on. And the guys were set up playing cards in the middle of the shop, so Senior got a kick out of that.
There they are. That's our crew.
There you go, right?
They're saving energy. I think that we got enough information now that we can go back and start working on a bike.
Thanks. Love having you here. Much. Thank you.
All right, we're locked in.
Yeah.
Hit the exit.
Mikey gave me a call. He wanted me to come over to the house. Wouldn't really say what it is, but always a little concerning when Michael calls and doesn't say what he needs.
Hey, back here.
Yeah, I see you.
Have a seat.
I mean, obviously the guy just came back from rehab, so that's an issue right there. So I'm thinking, what's going on, you know?
There's been a lot going on lately. And, you know, things are a real pain in the ass and tough. And you know how it's going. I just get tired of it.
Well, I mean, we all have issues. Maybe you can get a little more specific so I can help you.
Yeah, well, I'm having a hard time telling you.
What is it?
Nothing. I'm going to be taking improv classes.
I'm going to punch you.
I know. I'm sorry, man. I had to. You know, once I broke the news to Paulie what I'm actually doing, he seemed really relieved. And I really kind of strung along a little too long there. It was probably rotten what I did, but I think he's very relieved to see that I'm actually, you know, making progress.
When do you start? Have you made phone calls?
Yeah, next Monday. You know, it just dawned on me. See, I'm even, look at this. I'm even sweating right now.
You're sweating thinking about improv.
Yeah. You know, I just got out of rehab, and I no longer have a job at OCC. And I feel like I need to do this to show that I could do something on my own. And, you know, it's just, it's who I am also. You know, I really enjoy making people laugh, and I really enjoy laughing. The good thing is stage performance, you're allowed to really sweat, you know.
That might be part of your whole shtick.
Sweating?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Nervous?
Well, you know, you could even, like, really, like, put your head in a bucket of water before you even walk out there. Just be drenched. Just keep whipping your hair at the crowd.
You know, I've been really taking on kind of, I guess, little missions for myself to explore who I am a little more and really do things that I normally wouldn't do due to the fact that I'm actually scared to death of them. Taking on something like stand-up comedy or just improv lessons by themselves scare, you know, the bejesus out of me.
I think it's great, man. I think go for it. Dude, jump out of a plane. Do whatever you got to do. Especially if it's fearful stuff. You're overcoming your fears. It's real positive. And, you know, thought we were going back to rehab today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Now that I've talked to Paul about it, in my mind, I'm kind of committed to this. And I have to go through with it now. So this is good motivation for me. I'm locked in. And I just have to zero in on the target now and actually make it to the improv class.
All right, thank you for giving me a heart attack. You know, I guess the next step for Mike is he takes a trip to the city and goes and finds himself a good improv studio and starts taking lessons. I think he'll do good.
We got a lot going on, and these bikes that we've been building lately are, like, way...
No, this one's crazy.
Way over what we usually... We kind of got together this morning to talk about the Schneider bike. There's a lot of stuff that's complicating on there. It's a different bike than we've ever done before. The wiring's going to be difficult on this. There's a lot of wiring.
Correct. We are getting help from...
Okay, so we got a guy coming in. Is he going to work through the whole bike with us?
When we get to assembly, we'll probably have somebody here.
At least this year, we got a demo bike that they're bringing that we can look off of, which really helps.
Schneider's put together a team of guys to build kind of a test frame bike for this. Basically, what we're using the test frame for is to prove out our ideas that we can run, using the components we have, these motors in all four modes that we want to do.
How many different modes does this bike have?
Three. What's four. The fourth one?
Everything on
fourth
board.
Push.
Everything
all right,
going. All
right. Push, makes sense.
Push it.
At that point, you have someplace between 200 and 300 horsepower and between 300 plus foot-pounds of torque on tap.
Our biggest concerns with the motors and the components we're working with is getting everything to link together. And that's really the job of Schneider's electrical engineers. Mechanically, we can get everything to work on its own. But Schneider wants to have that integrated using one of their PLC controls to control when which mode will take over. That if the battery is drained to a certain level, the gas motor will automatically kick on and start generating power to charge the batteries.
How many batteries?
Well, it's two batteries, but they're custom-made batteries where we have about 400 little lithium AAA batteries, and the company actually binds them together in these big units.
So two of them stay together?
One in each bag, yeah.
They'll fit in here no problem?
The bags are gonna turn into just covers.
We're going to hollow them out.
The whole back of the bag will get cut out.
That's fiberglass, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So evidently we're using cords and bags.
Yeah.
You know, because what we're doing here is very unique, we really can't get too far along in the fab process until we have this test frame figured out. From that point, we'll take all the components back out of the test frame, incorporate them back into our frame and our design, and build them a really nice bike.
Ready, break, break. Break.
All right.
That was uplifting.
I didn't hear Johnny Fall.
That was cool, huh?
Yeah, that was cool.
I think the bike will go pretty smooth. We got some outside help coming in. We have a prototype that we can look at, so I think it's going to go a lot faster than the last bike that we built.
Yep.
I just rearranged my whole garage, which I do occasionally because I'm a neat freak. But Paulie had a Yamaha, and he left it at the other shop there. It was downstairs and, for about 4, maybe 5 years. You know, I showed him the bike, which he probably forgot about, and, you know, asked him what he wanted to do with it. And, of course, he said he wanted it, even though it was laying around for 5 years. So I just told him, I said, okay, then just pick it up. And that was about 6 months ago. So, you know, I'm just going to have to load it on the trail and drop it off myself. I think Paul is just an inconsiderate person. He doesn't really think or care about people. You know, he also came up here and took a brand new Triumph of mine, which I told him not to take. He left it at his house for a month in the rain. I went over there and picked it up, and he never even knew it was gone. You know, with our relationship the way it is, I think I'm just going to leave it at the end of his driveway. You know, I don't know if he'd particularly want me on his property, and I don't really want to take that chance. I don't like him. I definitely don't like him, but I do love him. And I think that, you know, not having that around here, you know, it doesn't remind me of, I guess, our relationship. So, you know, our relationship is what it is now. So the less I see of certain things that remind me of our relationship, the better off I am. So now I go back to the shop and do what I got to do, you know, and really, if you think about it, you know, this is interrupted part of my day when I could be at the shop doing what I need to be doing instead of dropping off a bike.
You know, I peeked out my front door this morning, and sure enough, there was a motorcycle, bright yellow and ready to go. I think it's been up at my father's for a long time now. And I think he probably just wanted to get rid of it because it was in the way. So I think he dropped it off here.
The old RZ350.
It's fine that he dropped it. I would rather have had him drop off my Black Widow or the Fire bike, but I'll take the RZ350. I don't know if this is an effort to open up a door for us to start communicating. You know, unfortunately, it's a little bit more serious than here's your bike back. But I'm always open for reconciliation on these situations. And, you know, sometimes it has to be a give and take. So I'm always ready for that. I really am.
Oh, boy.
We're going to run right over here in front of Senior and show him what we got going. Today, Sean and Rich came by with the test frame that we're working with for the hybrid electric bike.
Well, it sounds like you're dragging something.
What do you think of this thing? Rich is from Schneider Electric, and Sean is a consultant working with us as a group to design this hybrid electric motorcycle. So what we've got here is a generator that's generating electricity. On our bike, we're going to use an S&S motor. We got 110 volts of battery supply. And then we have two electric motors back here, one of them that'll work as a generator. So we got four modes of operation. We can run pure electric, like Sean just drove it over to you. Mode two, we can run our S&S motor, which is powering a generator. The generator's making electricity and powering the second motor.
It gets pretty complicating for me. Batteries, motors, gas motors, electric motors, four different conversions.
Mode three is we got the motor and the batteries both giving juice at the same time, a more power situation. Mode four is their drag thing here, why we have these electric clutches on here. We can engage the system and drive off the RPM of the S&S motor, drive off the electricity driving these two motors, and put all of that torque to the rear wheel.
You know, a lot of times people think electric bikes or hybrid bikes have to be slow. So we wanted a bike that was both efficient, green, and fast.
What shifts the modes? Where do you shift the modes?
That's why Rich is here.
That's why I'm here. I was asked by Schneider Electric to use my mechanical and electrical engineering background to work with Orange County to come up with a design that would give us both very high mileage motorcycle along with the one that had pretty much tremendous performance, and I think we've achieved that. By doing the hybrid this way, you get the best of both worlds, because when it's tooling down the highway at 55, how much horsepower are we gonna?
7 to 8 horsepower.
7 to 8 horsepower is all it takes. Then when you crank that throttle, if you go from zero, you're gonna have 96 horsepower with near 200 foot-pounds of torque, almost off of zero.
This is built to go straight, that's it, right?
No, this one is.
Ours is gonna be like a regular.
Exactly, and what we're doing is we're taking all these batteries and putting them back in the bags from here, and this was just kind of a quick mock-up frame that Sean had, threw everything on there and got it working. Now what we'll do is take this motor system and incorporate it into our bagger format and create the bike for Schneider on a real nice looking platform. So it's a pretty cool, real unique idea.
It is.
So this is gonna sit up here. One of the cool features on this bike, it's not a practical functional thing on the bike, but something that they wanted to do. They wanted to be able to have this camera record a ride and actually transmit video of the ride right from the bike.
It needs to set up about that much from the high point here to the lip, like 4 inches.
Okay.
Which should be this. If you roll this,
okay,
this is gonna give you a nice cone that'll blend this outer diameter to this. This will just kind of drop through. We have a pan, tilt, zoom camera, which means that somebody somewhere can actually, using a computer control, spin that camera around, turn it around. It's a really neat feature. Now this one is for this.
Okay,
I sketched out approximately where that's gonna sit. The computer that goes into the tank and the PLC that mounts underneath the battery pack is really gonna be the brain of the bike. That's what's gonna control the hybrid modes and tell the motor when to fire, tell the batteries when to draw, tell the batteries when to charge.
Okay, cool. That'll work. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, I'm here in New York City to meet up with Brooke Van Poplin to take some tutelage as far as comedic performance.
Hi.
Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Good,
nice
good.
To meet you.
Have a seat. So, Mikey, you want to be a comic?
I do.
Yeah?
Yes.
Mikey has come to see me today, which is very exciting. I know about his family and what they do, and so far as I've followed, he is kind of the one trying to find himself.
Can I just ask you a question? The first time you went on stage, how did you feel?
The first time I ever went on stage, it felt like blacking out. When you take the stage by yourself, only your thoughts as yourself, like you're so open for judgment. But there's something so great about getting even one laugh that makes you want to keep doing it. I don't know, I wasn't loved enough as a child or something.
I know the feeling.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that'll open wounds, yeah. Oof, man.
Do you have a goal to like try it as soon as like tonight?
Not tonight.
Why not? Let's go hit an open mic.
Oh. Would I be a if I went 2 days and came back and definitely committed myself to it?
Mikey is absolutely right to be terrified to do this. You have to be an insane person because you're just telling the world, hey, look at me, I'm funny. But I think that fear, to me, it means that he really wants to do it and there'll be like a greater reward when he gets it out of his system. Even going through the motions without a crowd is a great first step.
Absolutely, I'd be very open to that.
Wonderful. Well, we can arrange for that.
Thank you. Brooke wants me to come back here in a couple days and really kind of just dive right in, hands-on, and sweat it out on stage. Very good. Give me a hug.
Oh, thank you so much.
Much easier than I thought, at least the beginning.
That's great.
Peter.
Whoa.
We got some power.
Mike, we have batteries.
Oh, now all we're missing is Frankenstein.
Derek came in today with our battery packs for the Schneider bike. Really cool looking parts.
So we're looking at about 115 volts each pack.
Cool. Fully charged, about 126 on each pack or so. Volts, DC.
I like the little fans that are in there to cool them.
Yeah, that's it's got an updraft cooling system. There's holes in the bottom. And then it vents out the hot air that rises up through
the
copper.
So that's why you did the vents in the bottom of the plates.
That's why I did the vents in the bottom of the plates.
Sweet.
Cool.
Well, they asked me to build them a custom pack for the bike. So I designed up a case and everything for them.
Mike, the lithium ion batteries will put out 6 times the amount of power for the same amount of weight as your standard automotive battery.
Really?
Yeah.
How heavy are these?
These are, we weighed them on a bathroom scale the other day, and it was about 53 pounds.
Really?
A piece. So,
that's equivalent to 300 pounds of an automotive battery.
53 versus 300 pounds.
Wow.
That bike would be sagging if you had 300 pounds on there.
All the little circuit boards in there.
These on top.
Basically, what are they doing?
It's a shunting system, temperature, under voltage, over voltage system. Oh, I'm leaving them with the pack. The other pack's going back. Basically, they're going to do some more engineering on the drive system. And then it'll come back to you guys again. And they'll put both of them on where the baggers go, basically, is where they're going to put them, which is really cool.
Actually, you did a wonderful job. And thank you very much for giving us some help.
Take care.
They're lithium ion batteries. Very powerful for the weight that they're going to be. Neat. Unbelievable that somebody could think of to build something like that. So it's going to help a lot.
Why am I thinking Paul Jr. will like that?
This morning I got back to work on the gas tank. Because of the monitor and the Pelco camera, I added some sheet metal to the top of the tank just to give it some shape and smooth everything out. Oh, it's funny. Just when you think that we've done everything we possibly could to a gas tank, these guys just figured out something new. It's easily one of the more unusual things I've ever done to a gas tank. I think it's probably pretty safe to say that there's not too much out there like it.
Beauties.
Once I got the main part of the tank done and back up on the frame, I got to work on the side pieces, which are actually going to drop down to almost the floorboards of the bike.
It's almost perfect.
I use round bar just to round them off real nice. Gives a nice finished edge. I don't have to worry about any sharp edges, you know, instead of using sheet metal. This thing's heavy. Everything worked out really nice. Put it back on the bike. Everything's just tacked together, but it fits real nice. Nothing tweaked or anything like that, so ready to be full welded.
This thing is funky looking, man.
Crazy.
What's up, man?
Nothing. How you doing? We were kicking around the idea of making a pumpkin launcher, and somehow I think Steve was looking on the net, and he came across this here launcher that we're looking at now.
We started about 6 years ago, but it took us about 3 years to get it all together, and this is the third year we've been shooting.
Well, we built a pumpkin cannon, and it's basically an air vessel that we bring up to about 75 to 100 pounds of air pressure. Put a pumpkin in, pull a lever, and watch it fly. You want to have a little fun?
Yeah.
Climb up there.
The guy asked me immediately if I wanted to give it a try. You know, of course I said yes.
First thing you got to do, you got to alarm everybody. So just
pull the horn.
Flick that switch up and down a couple times and blow the horn.
Right there?
And then just pull that lever straight down.
But I tell you, I was a little bit nervous because there's so much pressure behind it.
You ready?
Pull.
That was awesome. It was great. I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks, man. That's cool. Really good meeting you guys. Take it easy, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll kill some deer someday,
man.
All right?
Yeah.
Take care.
Be good.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Always. Oh, that was awesome, man. What's this for, Rick?
That's your main kill.
Oh, okay. Why would you put it on? You just put it on the handlebars.
We need a main kill, a big one.
Yeah, he wants a big main kill, just wait. Because they keep calling about this thing, they call it a road flare.
Because if something went wrong here, and there's no way to disconnect, no, it's just going to melt down. The battery's going to start melting. Everything will just start melting to a puddle of goo on the ground.
So?
Because the voltage, which is not good. If it starts to melt down, they call it a road flare because when it's done, that's what it looks like. It's just a melted mess on the ground. It'll melt the whole bike right down. So we have to be careful. So what they're doing, Jim's doing like a double safety, I believe. You're going to be able to hit this, and it's going to knock out the power to 90% of the controllers. And if the batteries keep going, there's going to be pull-apart disconnects. Yeah. You're going to be able to pull them apart.
So you're going to have to stop and do that.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to stop anyway because the bike's just
going to be smoke in your eyes, right?
Yeah. It'll be smoke in your eyes.
Yeah, there will be. Schneider Bike's really getting down to the nitty-gritty here. We've got all the main components fastened in place, and there's just a few odds and ends that we're trying to get mounted.
Okay, so what do you want to do now? We'll try to bag on again?
Yeah, I guess so. You really got to go over this with a fine-tooth comb at the end to make sure you catch everything. Once everything's painted, powder-coated, and chromed, it's virtually impossible to go back in and say, oh, well, I'm going to add this or delete this. You really got to make sure you get it all right before we break down for paint and chrome. You know, we really have two teams working on this bike. The guys here at OCC putting together the main, the mechanical parts of the bike. And then Schneider has a team of engineers working on integrating the electronic system. So from our end, I'm feeling pretty confident. We've got everything locked down. And we get everything back from paint and powder coat. It'll be great to put this all together and see everything handshake. And hopefully all goes well.
Hey, right? Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I am back in New York City now at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and I'm meeting up with Brooke for some more tutelage.
Good to meet you. I'm Roger. How are you?
It's Andrea.
Andrea, nice to meet you.
Good to see you again.
You know, the first exercise we went directly into, and we did a improv exercise called Zip, Zap, Zop. Zip.
Zap.
Zap.
Zip.
Zap.
Zap. All right. I was. It seems real simple, but when the zip zap zops are really kind of firing off, it's hard to keep up.
Zip
zap zop.
Zip
zap
zip
zap.
Damn it!
And that kills at the Apollo.
The whole point of that exercise is to keep you from overthinking and just really go into reacting. It definitely took my mind off the anxiety of getting up there and actually coming out and delivering some jokes.
Please welcome, coming all the way from New Jersey, Mikey! Today we tried to give Mikey a kind of a feeling of what it's like to come up with material and to deliver it. Here he comes.
Upstate New York.
He's from upstate New York. Like there's a difference. Mikey!
You know, Roger was nice enough to go up there and kind of be the host and then give me a larger than life introduction. And I came out. I definitely felt like maybe there was a crowd out there and the spotlight was on me. And I definitely felt like I was in the shoes of a stand-up comedian.
Get it out of there. Yes. Believe it or not, half the difficulty in stand-up comedy is just dealing with the mic. And so we tried to kind of give him a feel for that.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Great to be here. I love paying high covers.
You know, it's great to be here. Thank you for paying the high cover, by the way. It's outrageous. I had to pay it in order to get on the stage.
Hey!
Whoa!
That's funny.
Roger had mentioned to kind of pull jokes from life, like when I drank. I recently quit drinking. I went to rehab.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. My grandmother died. Oh. And my dog ran away. But hey, you know, look at the bright side. I guess there is no bright side.
Best jokes come out of turning points in your life. And if you can talk about those on stage and make them funny, it goes like a bullet right through people's head. You know, it has a huge impact. All you need to do now is pick a date of when you're going to do it. And then from that point on, just start writing stuff. Everything funny that happens.
It's true. Yeah. Once you have crunch time is really when you're forced to create.
The most important thing for Mikey is to be held accountable for some goals he's setting for himself.
and that the best way to do that is to choose a date and show up. You might not be prepared, but then you'll learn your lesson and go back and do it better next time. I want to give you a deadline then to get you on stage. So
okay.
I say don't wait, because the anxiety will just kind of
push it off.
It was great meeting you, Mikey.
Nice to meet you. Definitely. Thank you so much, guys. I can't express how absolutely horrified I am. Now, how thankful and grateful I am, really. All right, put it in there. I'm definitely scared to death of this, but I know it's what I want to do, and I know it's gonna make me a better person to actually go out there and put my testicles on the chopping block.
It's gonna be great.
We're down here at Prestige Graphics, and what we have to do is rewrap our trailer. What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, how's it going?
All right. Trying to get this off.
The face of OCC basically was me, Paulie, and Mikey. You know, those guys made a decision to go another way, so they're kind of out of the picture. Pun, out of the picture.
Go ahead, Paul Sr. Stripper.
Hi. Shout out, I'm going to be a stripper. You have to get the old stuff off first, which is really a pain in the ass. So you have to do it with a blowgun and then just peel it a little bit at a time.
Wait. Let me get down here quick before you do that. Let me look for you.
It's hot.
Well, then let go of it.
Paulie, Mikey, they're on there. Senior wants to get them off, and we want to have something new and fresh on there. It starts to make more sense now as time goes on.
Why won't you come off?
There we go.
It's time for a new facelift for OCC, so we're rewrapping it and taking some people off of it. Kind of saw this one coming.
He's carving his eyes out.
Ow!
Hey, you got your back.
Wait a second. You know, I'm the founder of OCC, so they'll have my big mug up there by myself.
All right, let's go.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next time we come here, it'll be just me. Just my mug on there, right? That'll be scary.
Today we got all the parts in for the Schneider electric hybrid bike. Started putting together quickly this morning. The quicker we can get the basic bike built, the quicker we can get into the high dollar, expensive, complex parts. The tricky part on this bike is going to be the wiring and the electrical components.
Derek Barger came back and some of the Schneider guys to make sure the batteries got loaded up correctly and everything was operating right. There's a lot going on with this bike, so it's important to have these guys, the engineers here, so we get everything right the first time.
How much power in those batteries, man?
They said there's like 800 amps. If you touch, like 800 amps.
Will it kill you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot, man. Supposedly you touch any of that, it'll kill you.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It'll straighten your hair right out.
Yeah.
Everybody is afraid of the voltage and the amperage and the wattage, and it's a very complex process to keep everybody safe.
I can tell you one thing. I'm all done this. I'm not plugging it in.
If you do, you're going to put one of those spaceship suits on.
Yeah.
I think getting the batteries on there is kind of a step in the finishing direction, although there's still a lot left on that bike. I think we might be cutting it close to getting the bike done in time for the reveal. Fortunately, everything that has to go on the bike is in-house. The downside is that we can't put the stuff on the bike until the wiring's done. I think Nick and the guys better kick it into high gear. Steve, come over here and stick your finger in that socket.
Today we're trying to get most of the wiring done on this Schneider electric hybrid bike. This is easily one of the most complex wiring setups that I've ever done. There's estimated almost about 4 miles of wire in the bike, and we have to fit it somewhere.
Nick's been on that thing like around the clock. Evidently, he must know what he's doing.
The hardest part with the wiring process is just, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh,
I'm not real familiar with all the systems, so it's trying to get familiarized and know what's happening. So when you're running the wire, it's just not running the wire somewhere. You know what it's actually doing. The seat's here, so you can't go over this. You can't go inside this because the seat's going to cover it.
The seat's there.
But you could definitely come in across here.
It's a different situation because normally we wire a 12-volt bike. With the other electric bike, we wired a 72-volt bike. On this one, we're wiring 12 volts, 24 volts, 48 volts, and 130 volts.
It's crazy, man. It's totally, look at the circuit boards on it. It's like your house.
This bike doesn't seem to make any progress because it's all wiring. And it's going to be one of those bikes where we're going to work and work and work. Everybody's going to be throwing at each other. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be done and running. You just don't see any progress, and then it's over with.
Everything went for a ride, huh?
You know, we're really cutting it close with this one. I'm getting ready to fly out to Kentucky to unveil this bike tomorrow morning. So it's going to be up to these guys to get the bike finished and loaded on the truck. There just seems like there's a lot left to do on the bike. Not that these guys aren't hard at it, but I guess we'll know later on tonight whether it's coming or not.
It's just crazy here. We got about probably about a dozen guys here working around the bike. Everybody's doing their own little part. And, you know, just so many people around the lift just trying to do everything that we need to do and get it done on time.
All right. I'm doing as fast as I can. If anybody wants to help.
Here, right?
Right. Right here. Where does your frame, does it curl right here?
Yeah.
Senior took off for Kentucky a little bit ago and left us here to get the bike finished. I mean, literally, we got 3 hours actually on the bike. It's bike's gonna be out of here 7 o'clock. It's gotta be on the truck and it has to leave. These guys said they have like an 88-page program which has never been run that they have to download into this thing. So it's you know, just ridiculous.
Another 360. We have throttle.
Yeah, it's, you know, everything on this bike is really new to us. You know, we've never done nothing like this before, and even the Snyder guys, they never done nothing like this before. So it's just really cool to work with these guys and, you know, collaborate on everything and seeing what we do and seeing what they do and putting it all together and trying to make something out of it. Yeah, one of the things I was working on was the gas tank. We got the monitor in today and then the main power kill. Had a little bit of a hard time getting that back in just because of clearances with chrome and everything like that. Just added more thickness to things than what we had thought. It's amazing, just for a gas tank, I probably spent like 2 or 3 hours working on it and had nothing to do with gas.
Right now we're doing horrible on time. We're probably a half hour behind schedule.
Turn these on.
Oh, hey, I can see what I'm doing now. It's almost 8 o'clock at night. Everybody's been going since 6:30 this morning. The bike still has to make it to Kentucky, and they were supposed to leave 45 minutes ago. But everybody's got pretty good morale, and if no problems occur, I think everybody's energy will come right back up again. Everybody will be really happy. We'll high-five, pack it up into the truck, and send it on its way.
Where is...
Right here.
You know, this has been a monumental task. I mean, there are miles, literally miles of wire in this bike to make all these systems work and function. But as the gas tank went on, you can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's starting to look like a motorcycle now, not just a pile of wires. So I think everybody's really feeling that end and knowing that we're almost there. The trailer's here, opened up, ready to take the bike away at any moment. So we have a drop-dead time here we're trying to get to. Burke and Greg are ready to load this thing up and get it ready, get it out of here.
Just one bike. Get done, and you can actually sit there and breathe about it. For a while there, we didn't think we were going to hit the deadline. Ronnie got a little nervous with us and told us we had 10 more minutes, and everybody sucked it up and pulled together, and we got it done.
I'll let you know if it catches fire. Adding a danger.
You got a lot of voltage and highly flammable gas. Makes a good mixture.
Working under the gun like that is never easy. But everybody really stepped up. You know, the whole team here between our guys and Schneider's guys that were here to help out. Everything really, you know, in those last couple hours really started coming together and rolling. So it was really nice to see this thing finally get down off the lift on the ground with everything ready to go. Really looked nice.
We cut this pretty close to the wire. We all busted, and we're a couple hours behind, but we completed it. As long as we don't have any problems on the road tonight, the bike should make it to Kentucky just in time for the unveil tomorrow morning.
Everybody.
Good job, man. I think that people should really be impressed when it rolls on a stage tomorrow, because
It all came out perfect in the end. I really think it looks really well, and they should be very pleased with it.
Bike they built before.
We're in Lexington, Kentucky, and we're going to be unveiling the bike here.
All right. Now for the moment you've all been waiting for. Paul Sr., come on up and join me. Let's get this bike unveiled.
Anybody know this guy right here?
The guys were still working on the bike when we left yesterday. And it still seemed like they had quite a bit to do. Anyhow, the bike is down here.
How you guys doing, all right? Huh?
We've got a lot of fans out here. You want to tell us about the bike?
Are we going to unveil it first?
Yeah, we're going to do it together.
Okay, let's do it.
You want to do it?
And then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you guys think of that?
I thought the unveiling was it was pretty exciting. I was a little bit nervous because I really didn't know what I was talking about. This bike is pretty complex. I think that the bike itself kind of mesmerized most of the people out there, including myself, because I haven't seen the bike finished. This is a hybrid bike. It runs on an S&S gas motor. It runs on electric motor. And inside here, in these saddlebags, are two batteries.
Senior delivered as committed and as promised. It really exceeded my expectations. As I said, the attention to detail on this bike was phenomenal. So it achieved every purpose we would have ever imagined and more.
If they gear it all the way up, it'll probably do well over 200 miles an hour. So that's pretty impressive for a hybrid motorcycle. It kind of makes you feel good that you're part of something that's never been accomplished before. You know, everybody wants to get on a bike and ride and not have to stop every 50, 60 miles to put gas in their bikes.
You could probably put a full tank of gas in there and drive to Florida from here without stopping. So we're proud to say that, you know, that we built this bike. Thank you.
You know, we just did the unveil over here in Kentucky, and we really didn't get a chance to test ride this bike back home. So we finally got it out here, and we were able to ride it, and it was pretty cool. The thing that was cool is that I had the gas motor, rode on the gas motor for a little while, and then basically shut that off and ran on the electric motors. I was really kind of surprised about the power off the electric motors. The unique thing about it is that, you know, if you run out of gas, kick the electric motors on and away you go. I'm really glad that I got to ride it. You know, to have to do all that work and not ride it, that would have been a terrible thing.